stronger and safer. He says they could also dive up to 4,000 meters deep, about 200 meters further than needed. He hasn't set a date yet, but five people died last summer when their submersible imploded. It took weeks just to find pieces of it. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Rapper Sean Kingston has agreed to return to Florida, where he and his mother are charged with committing more than $1 million in fraud. The 34-year-old Kingston will be flown from San Bernardino County, California, to Broward County, Florida, where his 61-year-old mother has now been released from jail after posting bond. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms through the overnight. Light north winds and lower 50s expected by daybreak. Sunshine, though, will prevail for your Wednesday. Highs reaching the lower 60s. Carbon copy heading into Thursday. Friday, lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Exciting.
Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. And I cry.
American woman, said get away. American woman, listen to what I say. If this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Come wake up with me weekday morning 6 till 9 for local news and timeless hits. We'll also be talking with the folks who make our community what it is. That's weekday mornings here on WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh. WRJN.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
right now, baby. Didn't I do the best I could? Not didn't I? So don't you be standing in the shadow. We'll be right back.
secret just serves a bear. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, cuckoo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Oh, oh, oh. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would without you? Mm-hmm.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
tears. I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Closing arguments in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump went into the night, says CBS's Matt Piper.
These closing arguments were really long, especially from the prosecution. Experts say you lose the jury at 2 hours on both sides, but this took the whole day Tuesday. This all came after a six-week trial involving 20 witnesses, the main one Michael Cohen. The defense called him a liar. Prosecutors say they did not choose him. Donald Trump did.
The jury will get its instructions in the morning and could begin deliberating soon after. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says listen closely to what the judge tells the jury.
Pay attention to how much the jury instructions are devoted to federal campaign finance laws and whether Donald Trump may have violated them by having paid Stormy Daniels silence. And in doing so, he may have violated the law on how much money he was permitted to donate to his campaign. But the jury didn't hear much, if any, evidence on this theory of the case. The defense wanted to call an elections law expert, but the judge wouldn't allow them to do so.
There's been an extraordinary apology from the Pope after reports emerged that he used a gay slur. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from the Foreign Desk.
Italian media have reported Pope Francis used an off-color derogatory term about gay men in a supposedly private meeting with Italian bishops last week. Now the Vatican says the pontiff never intended to use a homophobic term and that he apologizes to anyone who was offended.
It's been a tough few days in Texas as severe storms pummeled parts of the state, and reporter Chris Fox in Austin says more storms are on the way.
Severe weather packing hurricane force winds continues to pummel Texas. Out of state utility crews have been called in to help restore power. Dallas was hit Tuesday morning, then Houston got the brunt of the front in the afternoon. One was killed in the Houston area when a house under construction collapsed. More storms expected to hit Houston and Dallas today.
Major League Baseball on Wednesday will reportedly integrate statistics from the Negro League into its official records. USA Today baseball columnist Bob Nightingale broke the story.
You know, it's not fair. Black players weren't allowed to play baseball, Major League Baseball, until 1947 with Jackie Robinson. There's several Negro League players in the Hall of Fame. Let's count their stats and see what they're